KRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. And by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 27 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump set to announce that Senator Marco Rubio will become the next Secretary of State, according to sources. That as questions surface in Ukraine about what Trump's election could mean. ABC's Patrick Reivel has been covering the war.
They're absolutely concerned about a Trump administration cutting aid to the country. They worry that that will happen. But they also hope, though, that this could still be a moment where he's such a disruptor that he will basically shake up the war and create this opportunity to have a negotiation.
The FAA is considering banning U.S. flights into Haiti after a Spirit Airlines flight was shot at while trying to land in Port-au-Prince. The blame is being placed on gangs that are still controlling much of Haiti. As Israel approaches a U.S.-imposed deadline to dramatically ramp up humanitarian aid to Gaza or risk possible restrictions on U.S. military funding, Israeli airstrikes pound a cafeteria and a home, killing at least 14 people. This is ABC News. Months after a Wisconsin father of three vanished while kayaking, police now say he apparently tried to fake his own death. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Ryan Borgward was reported missing August 12th when he failed to return from his lake in Wisconsin. Police found his capsized kayak in his car nearby, and a fisherman found his tackle box with his wallet, keys, and license inside. Authorities searched for 8 weeks using drones, radar, and boats with no sign of Borgward. Recently, investigators became suspicious after learning Borgward's name had been checked by Canadian law enforcement on August 13th, the day after his disappearance.
And now officials say he may be hiding somewhere in Europe after exchanging messages with a woman in Uzbekistan. Amazon may be adding something to the uniform for its delivery drivers, smart glasses, a company reportedly testing augmented reality glasses that do things like give drivers directions and even help them navigate through buildings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Coming up, our update on weather, regular stuff, and it's Quizzy Poo Day, too.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Today, a high near 50 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Clouds will increase tonight, a low of 34. Mainly cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. A 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon. A high of 51. Thursday, more clouds than sun. A high in the low 50s and a lower to middle 50s by Friday. Currently, the air is calm. The barometer is steady at 30.34, and we're up after an overnight low of 23. It's 27 degrees. Good morning from the center today. Post Malone featuring Luke Combs at WRCO, and a guy for that. Today is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. It's Fancy Rat and Mouse Day, Happy Hour Day, World Pneumonia Day, National Young Readers Day, National French Dip Day. Have a French dip sandwich in honor of that. Or it is National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day. I'm not sure where they come up with this. I read something the other day where anchovies is the least favorite topping of
any pizza topping. I'm not sure who does like them, but evidently some do out there. Here's Old Dominion.
Wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. What's the best they could do, good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. As a broken heart, you gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other, that's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're dripping off a swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing. Thing has a broken heart.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak. Oh, I love you. Anyway,
Luke Combs on WRCO. Stay tuned. We'll see whether or not I have a fridge hanger or one that can help start the furnace. I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out. It's Quizzy Poo Day next.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Supps Gym.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Calm down. Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
Yeah. Calm down, everybody.
Yeah, calm down. Everybody's just going crazy in here this morning, Phil.
Well, somebody finally beat Joanne in fantasy football.
Slayed the dragon.
Yep. She was 8-0.
9-0. She was looking to go 10-0.
Wow.
But Hank stopped her.
Well, good for you, Hank.
The old scrappers.
Yeah.
The bottom of the barrel.
I'm impressed.
Hey, good matchup this week from the bottom of the barrel teams.
You and I together.
You and I, baby. Going head-to-head. Yeah.
3-7, baby.
Yeah. Joanne's got more combined wins than we do together.
Right. Yes. And she did the...
Yes.
The, what do you call it? The auto draft.
Yes.
She did the auto draft, and yeah, she has like 4 Baltimore players.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
And Baltimore's having. I mean, who knew?
I hope the flu goes through the
ball. And my, I mean, like I'm okay. So I pick up Sam Darnold this week because he scores some points.
Yeah, he did actually. He was one of the highest scoring quarterbacks out there.
But it was a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had 1 touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow he lost points. Like he had like 300 and some that I looked this morning, they had made it 290. So I lost to Simonson, who had a guy totally out and didn't even replace him. So he was playing with 1 less player. He beat me.
He was trying to help you.
Yeah, he must have been. He was trying to give me a carrot there. But.
And then Mr. Fabulous beat Mr. Hernan.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in fantasy
football. Then I think, didn't 3 items or less Hess beat Bo?
Did he?
I think he did.
I didn't see that. Well. I just, with my amazing team, I just kind of, I can hear my inner Mr. Dan Rice, you know, well, that was really special.
That was a nice job.
Nice. Well, you really showed him, didn't you? Way to put it out.
Why don't you go apologize to your parents?
For paying money to have to watch this. Exactly. Oh, well.
Well, big weekend at your house.
What do you do? What do you do?
Big week at your house.
Yeah, keep bringing it up there.
What?
Packer Bear Week.
Well, I've got some questions about it.
You do?
I do.
That's what the quizzy's on today?
Well, it's on a couple different things, all right?
Okay.
So it's National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
I saw that.
Yep. We got a couple questions on Veterans Day. We got a couple questions on National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day.
Okay.
And then Packer Bears Day.
Packer Bears Day. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So it's kind of a potpourri.
It is a buffet of all.
Buffet. I like that. All right. All right.
Okay.
By Phil Knee. Okay. Got it.
Here we go. Number one. And there's 87 questions.
87?
Yeah, but we're only going to give you 11.
Okay.
All right. Which starter on the Bears 2006 NFC Championship team defense was drafted by the Packers? Was it Hunter Hillenmeyer, Tank Johnson, or Phil Knee? You don't think it was Phil?
I don't remember, anyway.
Okay.
That could have been a few concussions ago.
Number two, which special teams player was voted to the Pro Bowl with the Bears after being acquired in a trade with the Packers? Was it Jeremy Azuma, Johnny Knox, or Glenn Milburn?
All right.
Number three. In what year did the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears play their first game against each other?
No multiple guess. I can.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I can write something down. All right.
That's close.
I better change it if it's close.
Number four.
All right.
National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day, was created by the National Pizza Association. True or false?
All right.
Okay. Number five. Because of waste, the pizza named The Works is only popular in the United States. True or false?
All right.
Number What number are we on, buddy? Six?
This would be six.
The purpose of National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day is to focus on physical health and nutrition.
Hmm. All right.
Okay. Number seven. National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day is a good day to think about ways to inspire and support others in your life.
Hmm.
So... All right, number eight. Veterans Day was established to commemorate the end of World War I. Number nine. Other countries such as Canada and the UK also observe a holiday or near November 11th to honor military veterans. Let me say members, not to honor military members, yes. Number tenner. All-time wins... As of 2023, which team currently holds the lead in all-time head-to-head series between the Packers and the Bears? This is of 2023. Okay.
All right.
The Monsters of the Midway. What decade did the Chicago Bears defense earn the nickname Monsters of the Midway? Was it the 1940s, 1930s, or the 1960s? Was it the 1940s? 1930s or the 1960s?
All right. That's 11.
That's it, buddy. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think I've got a fighting chance to get a few.
Do you?
Yeah. A couple of the first ones I was kind of up in the air about, mm-hmm. but I think I settled in. I'm going to guess, I think I'll get 7.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Went out on a limb, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're overachieving during breaks between sports seasons.
Sure, yeah. Yes. More time to kind of like rest the brain overnight, you know, and then...
Have nothing to do with studies, just sports.
Right.
And records.
Records and sports.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Got it wrong. Reversed. Which starter on the Bears 2006 NFC Championship defense was drafted by the Packers? Was it Hunter Hillenmeyer, Tank Johnson, or Phil Nee?
Hunter Hillenmeyer.
Hunter Hillenmeyer was selected by the Packers in the fifth round of the 2003 draft, but was waived by Green Bay before the start of the regular season and proceeded to spend his entire eight-year NFL career with the Bears.
Woo-hoo! Got one right.
Yep. Number two, which special teams player was voted to Pro Bowl with the Bears after being acquired in a trade with the Packers? Was it Jerry Amuza, Johnny Knox, or Glenn Melbourne?
Amuza.
No. Glenn Melbourne earned a trip to the Pro Bowl as the Bears' kick returner in 1999 after being acquired in a 1998 postseason trade with the Packers in exchange for a seventh-round draft pick, which was Phil Nee.
Yeah. Those notorious seven-round draft picks.
They're
crazy.
They are. 5-7.
I used to get... upset. They still do this, but you know, the late Ted Thompson, you'd be like, trading somebody. What, a seventh round draft choice? Come on.
Sometimes, well, they but find some diamonds.
Donald Driver was a seventh round draft choice, so sometimes it does turn out.
I was a 77th round draft.
77th round? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Huh. Does that help?
No.
Okay.
What position was that?
Oh, I was the tackling dummy.
Oh, okay.
For the Raiders?
Or cleats cleaner.
No, I didn't even make that.
Didn't you?
No, I was a de-cleated guy.
De-cleated,
all
the
time.
All right.
And what year did the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears play their first game against each other?
1919.
1921.
Oh, you said I was close.
You were close, yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
National Pizza of the Works, except Anchovies Day, was created by the National Pizza Association.
I'd say that's false.
It is false. The specific origins of this holiday are unclear, but it is not from the National Pizza Association.
Wow. You like anchovies, huh?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Huh.
Mm-mm. Do you?
Well, I can't say that I've ever tried them. I've never purposely ordered them.
Just throw some goldfish on there and eat a pizza.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
Number five, is that where we're on, or number six?
We are five. Yep.
Because of the waste, the pizza named The Works is only popular in the United States.
I'd say that's false.
It is false. I just threw the waste in there just to fool you, but it,
okay.
But it did not work.
All right. Well, yeah, you got to get up pretty early. You got to get up at 3:49 a.m. to fool me.
Did I sing to you this morning?
No, didn't make it that far.
Pizza with multiple toppings is a joy worldwide. So, number six, the purpose of National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day is to focus on physical health and nutrition.
I think it's false.
It is false. It's more. It's about more personal reflections, encouragement, and inspiration.
Woo-hoo!
And that's what you need to do with me today, Phil.
Encourage you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just be my inspiration.
Oh, okay. I will lead by example.
Oh, boy. Number 7. National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day is a good day to think about ways to inspire and support others in your life.
That's got
to
be true.
That is true.
Woo!
Veterans Day was established to commemorate the end of World War One.
That's right. Yep. Signing of the armistice. Yep, true.
Other countries, such as Canada and the UK, also observe a holiday or near November 11th to honor military veterans or military members.
I say that's true.
It is true. They also observe Armistice or the Remembrance Day.
Boom. Home run, baby.
Brewers are back.
One, two, three, four, five, six in a row now.
All-time wins as of 2003, which team?
2023.
2023, which team currently holds the lead in all-time head-to-head series between the Packers and the Bears?
The Green Bay Packers.
It is. Nope, that's wrong.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just the Packers.
There was a time when the Bears led them.
Yes, they are.
There
was. A long time.
And then they recently passed, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
Number 11, the Monsters of the Midway. What decade did the Chicago Bears defense earn their nickname, Monsters of the Midway?
Well, it sounds like something back in the day, those old newsreels. Monsters of the Midway, the Chicago Bears. I'm going to say 1940.
It is.
Woo-hoo! It is.
And it was, wasn't it from the war, too? From World War II, and that how they got with the Midway?
Oh, yeah, could be. Sure. All right. Two wrong, baby.
Hey, not bad, my man.
Eight correct.
That's pretty good.
It's not going on the fridge, but.
No, that's a 90?
Probably.
Well,
I don't know.
Nice job.
You're the teacher, so.
Well, you continue to play.
Thank you. Yeah.
So. I think you cheated. I don't know how.
Cheated? I don't know how.
I don't know how, but you did.
Hmm.
I don't know if you have like an electronic earpiece that I can't see your ears in.
No. And I don't have x-ray glasses either.
You don't?
No. Well, I bought them, but there were skeletons on the inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're supposed to be able to see people's bones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put them on and then, wait a minute, somebody drew a skeleton in there. That's how you
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's, yeah, that was, huh. I got taken.
What a scam.
I got taken for 35 cents.
do you have a special song that you can play for me? Or?
I don't know. What do you want?
Well, you know, I am the champion just for a second, a couple seconds. Let me listen to that. Or
I don't know. Let's see. I mean,
we are the champions. Joanne goes down.
Uh-huh.
I've paid my dues.
Oh, there it is.
Time after time.
Thanks for that's all I need.
That's your walkout song.
That's my walkout song. And stay out, buddy.
He beat Joanne.
Everybody have a great day and be kind, Phil.
That's Hank Bray.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The ladies at Added Touch Floral and Gifts would love to help provide the perfect touch for your upcoming holiday season. How about an amazing centerpiece for your dining room table? Definitely something to admire while enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving meal with friends and family. Need a special gift? Fresh flowers, lighted canvas, wine, or home decor? Added Touch has your perfect gift. Order your poinsettias today. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, or online at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
This day in history, in 1936, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened as President Franklin D. Roosevelt pressed a telegraph key in Washington, D.C. and gave the green light to traffic. Also on this day in 1954, Ellis Island officially closed as an immigration station and detention center. More than 12 million immigrants arrived in the U.S. through Ellis Island between 1892 and 1954. In music, Bruce Springsteen earned his first number one album, The River, 1980, topped the charts. Some notes on this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, first of all, from Richland Center Primary School to Reagan Carter. To Noah Kepler, have a great day, from Aunt Jo. Also, greetings to Reagan Carter, love Mom, Dad, Brecken, and Camden. Florence Lenhart from Park Street Christian Church. Daryl Slama, Daryl, best wishes from friends from Laval. Greetings to daughter-in-law Beth Kepler from Fred and Deanne. And to daughter-in-law, have a great day today, Beth Kepler. Greetings to Grandpa Gordy from Grayson, Wyatt, and Riley today. Also wishing Margie Rigo a very happy birthday from Jake and Jeannie. Debbie Sanders from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday, Sue Patch, from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Donna McCauley, we have a greeting for you. Have a great day. Enjoy your special day. Love from Mick and Mary, Tracy, Sebastian, Trent, and Darcy, Troy, Michelle, Tanya, Jim, and families. To Dana Durst from Uncle Butchie and Aunt Margaret, have a great day today. Nicholas Ewing from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Sarah Krause, Blue River ARP representative. And from all the people in Blue River and ARP, they want to say all the best to Sarah on this special day today. Greetings from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Mark Dunn. Happy birthday to Jeff Bruce, Tom Haas, Greg Perry and Angie Wall from Lilla Willa Birthday and Anniversary Club. From the Bloom City Town Crier today, happy birthday Amy Gaston, Vaughn Hornby, and Beth Kepler, Janelle Williams, and Dr. Tom Williams. Greetings today from the RC Lions to Etanito, along with Beth Kepler and Riley O'Connell, Greg Perry, Marge Rigo, Janet Aber, Sue Patch, Tom Williams, and Donna McCauley. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, Nolan Garut. Happy birthday, Brigston William Walsh Hildebrand, Jan Nanke, and Ethan Wilkinson. Happy anniversary to Jerry Jr. and Julie Hernan. Also greetings to Janice and Jim Wilkinson and Ryan and Callie Bailey. And happy anniversary to Betty from Neil. The Zolik celebrate today. So to Neil and Betty Zolik, happy anniversary today.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Happy birthday to birthday girl Reagan Carter, who turns six today. Love from Nana and Papa. Reagan, all the best. 7:42 on a Tuesday.
Peace will so sexy looking. I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart.
Easy loving.
Every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of with you's like living in a beautiful dream.
That's That's Freddie Hart for all the special couples today. And this is Phil Nee wishing you well. Thank you for listening today. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Now through November 12th, Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company, subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 29 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chetsfeed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy and quiet today with a high of 49. Tonight, clouds increase with a low of 34. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 23, we're back up to 29 degrees.
Hello friends, it's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed an additional $3 billion in investment to schools. Jill Underley's proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement to 90% provision per pupil adjustments to revenue limits, limit property tax increases, index revenue limits to inflation for the first time in 15 years, and fund several grant programs. Underley says the investments would reduce the number of referendums for operating costs in local communities by having the state step up to its responsibilities. The Department of Public Instruction's overall budget request, expected to be released in full later this month, will propose more than $4 billion towards K-12 public education. The Richland School District has a number of students requesting to enroll in courses through the university system and technical college system. Students must have a study hall built into their schedule in each quarter per approved college class. There are three classifications depending largely upon whether or not the district offers a similar course in the high school. The classifications depend on whether the district offers a comparable course. If there is no comparable course that fulfills the graduation requirement, or if there is no comparable credit and does not fulfill graduation requirements. If students choose to take a course not approved, the family can pay for the course and have the credit transferred back with a pass or fail grade. These courses not approved would not be applied to the student's GPA, but can be applied toward graduation requirements. The estimated cost to the district is $100 per credit. The board unanimously approved the request of 20 students at last night's Richland School District board meeting. The board also approved a commemorative tree planting and bench placement in memory of Bob Rosencrans. Bob was a biology and AP environmental science teacher at RCHS from 1990 until 2015, and then continued to substitute teach once he retired until 2020. He was a nature lover and conservationist, teaching all that he could about the natural world to everyone who stepped into his classroom. In 2006, he plotted out and started a half-acre prairie that sits below the softball field on Hornet Hive Drive. He used the prairie as an opportunity to take his students out of the classroom in order to implement hands-on teaching. Once he retired in 2015, the prairie started to get overgrown due to the lack of attention due to Bob's frontotemporal degeneration that he was starting to suffer from and would ultimately be diagnosed with in August of 2020, finally dying from the disease on September 3rd of this year. His son Brock will restore the prairie as well as plant a burr oak tree that has been gifted in his memory. Along with the planting of the burr oak, he will place two Leopold benches around the tree and prairie. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. About 15 million natural gas users statewide and roughly 1.6 million electricity users in eastern Wisconsin will be impacted by the increases. Preliminary estimates show the average residential We Energies customer will pay about $17 more for electricity and between $4 and $9 more for gas per month by 2026. The average WPS customer will see rates go up roughly $12 for electricity and $4 for gas over the same time period. The Public Service Commission expects to finalize the rate increase amounts by the end of this year. An attorney representing a prosecutor is struggling to convince Wisconsin Supreme Court to reactivate the state's 175-year-old abortion ban. Republicans have argued that the U.S. Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the ban. Attorney General Josh Call won a ruling from a Dane County judge last year that the ban prohibits feticide, not abortion. Prosecutor Daniel Ermansky has asked the Supreme Court to overturn that decision. His attorney, Matthew Tomei, told the justices during oral arguments Monday that the ban was never repealed. Justice Jill Karofsky told Tomei that he was asking the court to sign a death warrant for women and children in Wisconsin. An expensive campaign by abortion rights activists for state Supreme Court seats has yielded mixed results. Candidates backed by progressive groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in Tuesday's election. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority on Ohio's court. One of the most heated and closely watched court races in North Carolina remained too early to call 2 days after the election. Groups on both the right and the left spent millions in the lead-up to the election. Experts have said the spending shows how much the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state court races. According to Madison Police, Badger football staffer Jack Del Rio has been arrested for OWI. Del Rio was driving early Friday morning when his vehicle hit a street sign, broke a fence, and came to rest in a yard. Nobody was hurt. Witnesses pointed out Del Rio to officers as he was walking away from the area. Del Rio, who showed signs of impairment and admitted to driving, is charged with OWI first offense. He was appointed to a senior advisor position by the Badger head coach, Luke Fickell, before the start of the 2024 season. The Badgers were on a bye this weekend. Fickell says Del Rio has stepped down from his role with the team following the arrest. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation hosted a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. The efforts was a $40 million multi-year project. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman emphasized the importance of this project.
As we mark the completion of this multi-year project, we look forward to improved safety for all that travel this area. Highways 130 and 133 come together as a connection point for people traveling between the three counties. The busy highways are used by commuters and tourists, but this corridor is also important for freight and agricultural traffic, keeping essential goods moving throughout the region. We're proud to revitalize this critical link with a safer, more reliable infrastructure. These two stunning new bridges replace decades-old structures that reach the end of their service life. The project also reconstructed Highway 133 with comprehensive safety innovations to protect the travelers, including a guardrail and a concrete barrier wall that is designed to reduce crashes and prevent rock falls on the roadway. These were urgent safety needs for the community of Lone Rock and all those that pass through the area.
As part of the Riverway Board, Director Mark Kupp explained that the Riverway Board is statutorily required to work with the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources on highway bridge projects such as the Highway 130 bridges.
Therefore, we began working with DOT planners and designers early in the process, looking at alternatives to the existing alignment and focusing on the Highway 14 bridge at Spring Green for some of the design elements related to aesthetic treatments. Clearly, avoiding the rock wall at the south terminus of the bridge was an important feature. Minimizing wetland impacts and impacts on aquatic and terrestrial species of concern and habitats also were important. And then the aesthetics of a major bridge crossing the Wisconsin River. Cooperatively working as a team between different federal, state, and local governmental agencies, private sector contractors and consultants, the new design build format, challenging river flows up and down with records for high flows and low flows in each of the last 2 years. We have arrived at this day at this hour to dedicate the new bridges across the Wisconsin River at Lone Rock, connecting Iowa County to Richland and Sauk counties. A historic and glorious day indeed.
Following the ribbon cutting, the Lone Rock Fire EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's Department held a small parade to commemorate the official opening of the bridge. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions has announced the Governor's Council on Financial Literacy and Capability is accepting nominations for the 2024 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards through November 22nd. The awards recognize individuals and organizations for increasing financial literacy, capability, and inclusion among Wisconsin residents. Any person providing exceptional financial literacy education or capability and inclusion practices in an innovative manner, any organization or business promoting financial literacy education or capability and inclusion practices in an innovative manner through its initiatives, and any individuals, organizations, or businesses whose purpose and heritage are ingrained in sustained financial literacy capability and inclusion, and whose reputation is in doing so is held in high regard as to serve as a model for others in carrying on the work of supporting financial literacy and expanding opportunities and security through financial capability, are all eligible for nomination. Nominations are to be submitted online at dfi.wi.gov/documents/educational/services/personal-finance/forms/governors-financial-literacy/awards-nomination-form on or before November 22nd.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, November 12th. Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63 of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.